Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hey! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah.
Hour number two of the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bart Winkler, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer for like another minute and a half. Morning man in Milwaukee.
You keep looking at the door like he's going to come running in here any second.
Okay, first of all, what did you say, Adam?
I said you keep looking at the door like he's going to run in here any second.
Well, your boy's been on the radio since 5:30. I'm hungry.
I should have given you some of my food.
No, we should just get the Wendy's in the app.
And what'd you say?
Get the Wendy's in the app.
Did you ask me to stay for the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think people understand.
Toby would.
Toby's a diehard. People find out what I do being on the radio.
What do you mean they find out what you do?
Like if I talk to someone who doesn't know I'm on the radio. You know what I find more awkward? I got to talk to someone about this. Maybe you know. So when I meet people for the first time, like my son's at a daycare, so I meet the parents.
Okay, yeah.
I'm more comfortable when they like come up to me and say, Bart from the radio in Milwaukee. I go, yeah. I'm more comfortable with that than if I'm talking to someone for 30 minutes. And then they go, so what do you do? And then I'm like,
You are a totally different person off the air. It's like when you're on the air, it brings you to life. When you're off the air, and like when you walk at these doors, you seem so afraid to talk to anybody.
Well, this is not what the show is about.
You're not the same guy. I mean, it's like, maybe this is your release to be who you think you want to be or whatever, but when you're out there outside these doors, you're not the same dude.
Okay, this is again not what the show's about, but I will tell you that I wanted to call my cable company for 6 months to lower my bill, but I'm too afraid to do it. But if they were on the phone with me with a microphone, I could get that bill lowered in 5 minutes.
See, there you go.
But when people come up to me,
when
people come up to me and say, what do you do? And then I'm like, oh, I'm on the radio. And they're like, where? Milwaukee? Where? Can I listen? No, radio is unlistenable, you idiot.
See, there we go. Now you're using bad language to people.
All right, I got a real minor expected, but we'll consider it breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news on the Big Show Network, as you know, is brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Mm-hmm. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize.
I love that.
Every day this baseball season, listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. Russell Westbrook is opting in to his $47.1 million extension with the Lakers. So Russell Westbrook is going to stick around with LeBron and AD. Russell Westbrook was somebody who was thought could maybe get traded in some sort of deal that would maybe bring Kyrie to LA. But Kyrie opted in to his deal. So far with free agency coming up this week, not much has changed. Except John Wall bought out and he's going to be with the Clippers.
Did John Wall, he gave back money, didn't he?
Well, they bought him out.
Well, I heard today he gave back like $5 or $6 million or something like that.
That I did not hear.
You didn't hear that?
Well, I didn't pay too much
attention.
I
thought I heard it on the radio.
Once I saw John Wall was not going to be a buck, I just stopped caring.
Yeah. As I was driving back from Rapids to here this morning, I was trying to get some sports in, and I thought I heard that. And I don't know, and once we get our good friend Steve Sparky Fifey here in studio, he could probably break it down for us. But I don't know, why would you give back money to get out of your contract?
Yeah, maybe to get out. I mean, he still got bought out and got 40-some.
And so now, is he in a new team? Did he land to a new team?
Well, so Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN last night reported John Wall is going to sign with the Clippers. And then like 10 seconds later, he reported, other teams are interested, but it's my leaning that John Wall wants to sign.
So somebody got to him.
So it's like
he knew where he was going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Then somebody told him you can't do that. So he had to not necessarily recant, but just throw some other teams out there.
Well, that's the whole thing with tampering.
Yeah.
It's happening all the time.
What happened to the Bucks?
Yeah, but they're the only team that got penalized.
Yeah,
we're
the only team that got caught. Paid for.
They're the only team that got in trouble.
What was
for
that tampering? Who was that for? Was that
Bogdan Bogdanovich?
Yeah, him.
Because there was a year, 2 years ago, like to the day, where the Bucks were trading for Drew and then getting Bogdanovich, and it looked like it was the greatest thing ever.
And Bogdanovich, when he did that, correct me if I'm wrong, did he not want to come to Milwaukee? Anyway?
Well, then there was a bunch of people were back talking about what really happened, and really, I think Woj leaked something he shouldn't have, but we don't blame the reporter.
Okay.
As we are some. Well, I'm going to leave. It was fun being with you.
Are we going to go to a commercial break?
No. I'm just going to step aside, and Sparky's going to be here. So I'd like to thank everyone for your hospitality.
Yeah, Lord.
And see you never. Okay?
Yeah. Love you too, Bart.
Yeah, there you go. Steve Sparky Fifer.
Here goes the baton pass.
Good. All right, now get out. All right, so there you go. There is Bart Winkler filling in for me. No, I was listening. Yeah, I, you know, that's not about you though. It really wasn't. I mean, he's not going to do it again because of all the grief he took. It really wasn't about you per se, Bart. It really wasn't about you. Like he felt bad for you. He felt bad for himself for coming under fire from everybody in the building went after him for it because everybody loves Bart and everybody sticks up for Bart. That's normally what happens, right?
Yeah, he just totally blew that out.
Yeah, he did.
I was trying to help him out. Try and dress him.
Yeah, but sometimes, but you're not his father. See, sometimes that's your problem. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
Trying to help him out. Trying to dress him right, Steve.
Yeah, I understand. But sometimes that.
He went way on the other side.
Right. Sometimes that happens, though, right? And I'm realizing now that I'm old that tends to happen where when you're the older person and you're trying to help a friend or whatever else that may be younger, it comes across sometimes as very fatherly. Versus you just kind of looking out for them at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because of age and so forth.
Yeah.
Where if, you know, Adam would have said something like that to Bart, maybe it's taken differently.
Right.
When you say it, it's a stab to the heart.
Correct.
That's what it was. Because that's like your dad kind of like telling you, like, dude, seriously, learn how to dress.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty much what it is at the end of the
day. He's an odd duck. That's the odd duck. Lord help me, please.
He just walked outside and was staring in the window looking at Gary.
And you both threw the deuces at him.
Yeah, we did. Gary and I both.
No, you have no idea. Lord help me.
Oh, my God.
7 hours.
All right.
In a car.
Let's take let's get a quick timeout. We'll come back. We're going to get into the Deshaun Watson topic that Bart didn't really want to get into. What do you think the penalty should be for Deshaun Watson? And now, apparently, the Houston Texans also have themselves in a boatload of trouble, according to reports. And I can't wait, because we're going to have Andrew Brandt on in the last half hour of the show, former Packer executive. He's got plenty of thoughts on this whole Deshaun Watson thing. So he'll join us in the last half hour. But right now, it's you, Gary, and myself talking about this Deshaun Watson thing. What should the penalty be? They're saying at least a year. And the Texans, all that stuff is just coming out now. So we got to dive into that, too. Straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Thanks to Bart Winkler, the Bart Winkler Morning Show in Milwaukee, and 1250 AM The Fan for filling in for me for the first hour. As y'all know, got the baby on the way coming up July 25th, and now we have these weekly doctor ultrasound appointments and so forth. So this is kind of how it's going to be, I guess, for the next few weeks, where I may miss a part of a show once a week in order to accommodate all of that. Okay, so what do you think the penalties should be for a Deshaun Watson, who has his hearing coming up now? I think it's today and tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL pretty much has said they want at least a year. Like, that's kind of where they're at, this whole thing. They want, it sounds like, at least a year, indefinitely, which would be at least a year at this point. And then you have the Houston Texans, who now, Busby, the lawyer or whatever for Watson, is saying that they were kind of the enabler in this whole deal and kind of knew what was going on and weren't doing anything to get in the way and stop it and knew of complaints and so forth.
What was the giveaway that they were enabling him? Do you know what that was?
Well, my guess would be based
off. I just heard stuff, but I don't know if it's actually true.
Right. My guess would be this, is that those women told the lawyer, we told them, and they brushed us off and didn't care. Right. And if these, let's say there's, 24, 25 women, whatever it is. Of the 24 women, if 15 of them, let's say they told the Texans and the Texans ignored all 15 of them and didn't do anything and they were never brought in to be talked to, nothing. They just, oh, yeah, okay, we'll look into it and brushed them off. Then that's what they're going to go get. So the women got
to. Did you hear the number? Was there ever a number of 66 women?
No. I don't think we're at 30 yet. No.
Okay.
No. So 20 of the 24 women settled.
Mm-hmm.
Four women didn't, including the first one, okay? So they got a financial settlement, obviously, Gary, from Deshaun Watson,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So now if he's saying, hey, man, Texans knew about this NFL and they didn't do a dang thing about it, couldn't those women now go after the Texans to get money from the Texans or go after the NFL since the Texans are a piece of the National Football League? Couldn't they now go get money, Gary, from
should.
The Texans or the NFL?
They should.
On top of Watson?
Yes. If they were compliant, if they facilitated the deal, if they knew that this was happening and they didn't do anything about it, that's just craziness. But though we have seen, though, over, so Ray Rice come back to mind a little bit, I think. So we've seen how the NFL has kind of screwed up things. What was the guy with the Dallas Cowboys that was kind of threw the girl in
so that Randy Gregory?
Guns? Yeah. On
was that, no, that was
guns.
That Randy
no,
Gregory?
No,
who was that?
Him.
No, but he's out of the league now. That's not mm-hmm. wasn't Randy Gregory. Who was it?
But we've seen how the NFL have botched a lot of these things. And they have not necessarily been forthcoming or forthright into this. Roger Goodell is the front guy because he's making all the money for all these teams. And to me, if it's a year, I'm fine with that. But he's going to appeal a year, Steve, and maybe it's only going to be eight or nine games.
You think so? You think he skates on half a season?
Isn't that where it always goes?
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
That's who it was.
Right. And they screwed that up.
Do you know how I found that out? I put into Google NFL girl guns. Boop. There's Greg
Only
Hardy.
Only one name pop up? Or
different? First story. Greg Hardy's accuser says he threw around bed full of guns. Woman alleges Greg Hardy. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
I think that's how it always works, though.
I think. And again, the NFL is not going to have a say in this. It's going to be somebody else independent that is going to have a say in this. You have to make an example. You can't allow.
How do you mean make an example?
You can't.
They've had all these years of doing all this stuff to make it right for a lot of people, and the NFL never have.
They've been consistently bad
this whole thing.
Yeah, I totally agree
with you. Just keep going. And right now, if this is, they see in a year, and he goes to the Players Association, wherever they go to the union or whatever, and it's only 8-9 games, then people are going to lose their mind.
As they should, I think. I think it should be a lot longer than 8 or 9 games. I think it should be at least a year. And knowing that he cut that deal with the Browns,
before,
so every game this year means, diddly nothing
right.
All year because he wanted to make sure he get all of his money going forward. So he
and
knew.
And the Browns were complicit in that, too.
Yeah, the Browns don't care.
Yes.
Browns just want their quarterback for the next 5 years, right. 10 years, whatever. Yeah, the Browns, I don't know, man. Gerard in Delaware, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, fellas. I got a couple of comments on this. What about if Watson is suspended for the year and Baker Mayfield wins the Super Bowl?
That'd be crazy.
I don't know.
Man, they got a problem in their hands.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, they're saying that Cleveland's still working on trying to move Baker Mayfield. If I'm Baker Mayfield, do I even want to play or do I tell him I'm not reporting?
Right. And I got something for Gary. Gary.
Yeah.
Now we go back in your day.
Yes.
Okay. With incidents, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones we really heard of were the Lofton and it was something with Marcy Cade. That's correct. What I remember. Something with that.
Correct.
Now when you tell stories and everything, Gary, I swear to God, my ears really pick up because I love when you start telling these stories.
So do I. Yep.
Especially back in the day. Now, let's compare what's going on now. Or remember some radio shows would keep a football player a day that was getting arrested. Remember that? All this other stuff. So were the Packers back then sort of sweeping things under the rug? Were they covering things up? Were they doing things? Was the league doing that back then? Or what was going on then? Because people are people. Okay?
Yeah.
So what was going on back then that isn't or is going on today? And please compare them. I really want to hear this. And Sparky, I got a guy for you. I would love for you to read in the New York Post on Sunday, Phil Mushnick.
I know who Mushnick is, yeah.
He's great, and he wrote something on Ceiling you might want to read. And, you know, he goes after Francesa all the time, and I just die laughing every time he does. But anyway, he's really good every Sunday. But Gary, please do this. I really want to hear this stuff. Okay? I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't think thanks for the phone call, Drew. I don't think the NFL at that particular time was as powerful as they are right now. If you go back to the Marcy Cade incident, he went to trial and lost, then went to jail and never played football again. Now, I think the Vikings tried to pick him up after he got out of jail, and there was a huge protest. And so he was never able to play again. So I don't know if the NFL actually even jumped in on that. I think a long time ago, they let the law do the work. If James Lofton was found innocent. And then eventually the Packers, I believe they traded him to, I think, Buffalo maybe after Green Bay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Buffalo, and then he ended up with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I think Philadelphia somewhere in there too. But that was by the law. I mean, they moved him even though he was innocent because they didn't. The Packers just didn't want any of the smoke in around that, and so they moved him. So I think long time ago, it felt like the NFL, the process was more about the legal system, and they let that to, and the NFL didn't get involved. Doesn't it feel like the NFL now these days is a little bit more involved into what's going on, no matter what the law says?
Well, why do you think that is? I can tell you why.
Because they have a law. It seems like NFL has a law, and the judicial system has a law.
Right. But I think the biggest part about this is because of social media and the internet. When you all played, the only thing that got reported was what a newspaper writer wanted to report.
Correct.
And whatever was on public file at the police station, unless there's some investigative reporter at a paper. Otherwise, it was all under wraps. Now, this lawyer can go on Twitter and social media, hold his own little social media Zooms and pressers or whatever he wants to do, and get out his side whenever he wants to do it. It was a lot more difficult back in the day to get the word out as much as he's getting the word out when he wants to get it out.
Right, yeah.
And then all the girls are available now, same thing.
Well, I get that, but I'm just saying the difference, though, and to me, it just felt like you're right about the beat writers, but the NFL, I felt like, didn't intervene like they are right now.
What do you mean by intervening?
Well, they have their own set of laws, their own set of rules. I don't know if we had all that like that.
Well, they had to have
Roger Goodell and all that.
But they had to have some way of determining how long somebody was being suspended.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they did. But it, and you're right, it didn't. It just doesn't feel
the same.
The same right now as it does then.
Let's go to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you are right about the whole social media thing. You know, you'll have hundreds of people out there protesting if the NFL doesn't do anything to them, you know. And it stinks, you know, because he wasn't guilty in a court of law, but, you know, he's guilty in a public opinion, and, of course, he got 24 wins. You know, Ray Rice, he's out of football for his girlfriend. You got Calvin Ridley. He got suspended for a year for gambling. So what is the perfect penalty for him for, you know, alleged assaulting 24 women? You know, that's pretty much going over the top, you know.
So
I don't know, 2 years, I think it would be kind of.
I don't think there's any chance he gets. I don't think he gets 2 years.
No, he doesn't get 2 years.
It's, you know what I'm saying, the severity of it. How can he put a price on it? It's difficult. So
I found, Steve. Deshaun Watson met with at least 66 women for massages in 17 months.
Right, but the lawsuits only 24.
Right, the lawsuits only 24.
Right, and 20 of those suits have already been settled, and now the one of them filed a lawsuit against the Texans. That's Toy Gardner filed a lawsuit against the Texans. Watson assaulted and harassed plaintiff by aggressively diagnosed by naked body to her, blah, 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 blah. Texans knew or should have known about Watson's behavior and should have investigated and addressed the behavior, the lawsuit alleges, but instead provided him with a non-disclosure agreement to, quote, protect himself. We believe the Texans knew or most certainly should have known of Watson's conduct. Beyond that, we believe the filing speaks for itself, the lawyer, Busby, told CNN. The Texans replied to CNN saying, we are aware of the lawsuit filed against us today. Since March of 2021, we have fully supported and complied with law enforcement and the various investigations. We will continue to take the necessary steps to address the allegations against our organization. Evan tweets at Sparky Radio at Gary Ellerson. The personnel who was responsible and connected to this was the director of security for them. He was fired almost a year ago. Allegedly, he was acting on his own. So if that's true.
What do you mean?
Saying that the director of security, who I guess is the one in charge of making sure the players are safe and taking care of player issues. Mm-hmm. You always talk about that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That person knew what was going on and was pushing it aside and watching out for Deshaun Watson. And apparently, according to Evan here, one of our listeners, that the claim has always been that that person was on their own and had nothing to do with what was going on with the ownership of the Texans, didn't know, and so forth. I got another tweet here from Jerry. My question is this. Will the destruction of the Texans by Bill O'Brien ever end? He was GM and coach during this era, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just wonder if this will leak itself back to
him.
To him, right. If this will link all the way back to that he knew, right? And where was Bill O'Brien before the Texans? Penn State. Michael tweets at Big Show Network.
Whoa.
And I think it was Mike the Painter said 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He says 24-game ban. So essentially one game for every lawsuit.
That's not going to happen. It's going to be a
that
year.
That would be a year and a half.
It's either going to be a year, and they knock it down to 8 or 9 games. We'll see what they do.
Okay, what do you think the penalty should be for Deshaun Watson? How about for the Houston Texans? We haven't gotten into what the penalty should be for the Houston Texans. We'll talk about that coming up next. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Runaway train. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Somehow neither here nor there. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. That strawberry frosty. Having it tonight. Guaranteed. The 6-year-old has machine pitch baseball tonight. So we've done machine pitch baseball, and then we'll head to Wendy's. We'll get him a Frosty. We'll get everybody in the family Frosties. Because if you go to Wendy's if your kid's wearing his jersey or her jersey, they get a free small Frosty. So go get
just
him
one big happy
a small
Frosty
family.
Yeah,
we really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple Frosties a week. Mm-hmm. So rich, creamy, straw just won't cut it. Got to have that spoon. That strawberry taste is on point. These strawberry Frosty treats are going fast. So when it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Again, limited time only. Stop asking me. I don't know when the promotion's going to end, so don't blow it. Go there today. Still to come on the show, Tim Dillard, Brewers pre- and post-game host, Valley Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher, joins us 1 hour from right now. 2 hours from right now, Andrew Brandt, former Packers executive, SI, and of course the Sunday 7 newsletter that he puts out on Sundays to talk more about this Deshaun Watson case. So, okay, I'm in the camp like the NFL. I want him gone for at least a year. That's where I'm at least a year. Make him sit out, even though he negotiated this contract in preparation.
Knowing.
So he didn't have to lose a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Even though that's the case, still want him out for a year. Are you with a year, or do you want less or more?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But see, I would ask from the NFL, I'd go for more than that. Because
knowing it's going to get appealed.
You know it's going to get appealed. You know they're going to knock it down. Unless they decide they're not doing it anymore. But that's normally what ends up happening. They appeal it. It gets knocked down to like 8 or 9 games. The NFL, they know that going in.
And the Players Association has to defend him regardless if they want to or not.
Exactly. So they know that going in. And so I don't know why he didn't ask for 2 years, 18 months, something like that. A year, I can never say that a year is not enough or too much or whatever. For me, Steve, outside from that, it's just a horrible thing.
Let me ask you this.
To do.
Okay. Now, first of all, he's not been found guilty of anything.
Right.
So let's clear this up.
Right.
Nobody's found him guilty of anything in a court of law. But how do you view settlements with 20 of 24? And then they're confidential settlements, so these women can't talk about whatever they're getting out of this deal. Is that a sign of guilt? And does the NFL look at it as a sign of guilt?
Well, from...
See? Right.
It feels like it is, right? I just can be honest with you.
Well, that's all I want.
It feels like it's a sign of guilt. Otherwise, why don't you just take it out and fight it the whole way? But either way, if you fight it, you're still spending the money.
For the lawyers and everything else.
Right.
And there's that cloud hanging over you even longer.
The whole time.
Right.
And if you are an athlete, the reason why you pay it off because you want it to go away.
Correct.
Let's just make this, pay them off, make it go away. Either we're going to spend the money here for the next 10, 15 years or whatever, or we can pay them off, goes away, cut your losses. And I get that. It's from a player standpoint. So that's why he, and I'm sure his lawyer said that too, is dude, we need to, because people will forget. And you said this before, Steve, already. Michael Vick received way more, I guess, anger than what we're getting right now with Deshaun Watson. It's out there, but I don't think people are as angered about as they were with the Michael Vick stuff. So I think that's why you pay them off knowing that it's just going to blow over because they're seeing the reaction around, and there's not a whole ton of bad reaction to this. I guess you could wait until training camp, and that's when you would know. He shows up to training camp, you'll see how many signs or whatever comes out to not support him. I think you see it that way. But right now, there's not a whole lot out there.
No.
Bad stuff about him with this.
No, I mean.
Nobody's picketing.
There's talk, but it's not crazy like
there
was with Vic.
It's not crazy talk.
No, I agree with you on that. All right, now what about the Texans and how they go about this? Because now you have this whole lawsuit against the Texans, and I would think, now again, it's the NFL, so who knows? Maybe they'll just look the other way on one woman saying that they knew and who cares. I think in order for that to blow up more, there's going to have to be more than one. So she's the first. She needs to go find the other 23 and have them come with her or whoever, you know, talk to the Texans about their situation when Deshaun Watson has to come forward. With all due respect to the one girl, if she's by herself, I don't think she has a chance.
No.
She needs more than her.
Yeah, she does.
Regardless if she's telling the truth or not, it's not going to matter.
Absolutely. She's, and I guess kudos to her for pushing this and keeping us out and staying, you know, for what she stands for, and hopefully she can win this case. But for the Texans, it feels like their hands are dirty in this.
Yes.
If you trying to read the tea leaves around this, if you knew that he was doing this stuff, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought I also had heard that some of these women, they knew he was getting these massages, and they were making some of these women sign a waiver before they went in for these massages. And the only waiver were signed by was by Deshaun Watson, not other players on the team. And if they're doing that, they're complicit. I mean, if you're making the girls that I'm with sign waivers and not girls that you're with, they don't sign a waiver and we're under the same umbrella as Odyssey, somebody knows somebody's doing something.
No doubt.
If that's what's going on.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, why would you make these girls sign waivers?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's a whole other aspect of this that I haven't heard a lot of people necessarily talk about at the end of the day. But yeah, you're right. So to me, you know, if you go after the Texans and if you can prove something about the Texans that they knew and were essentially doing nothing about it, what do you go get? I mean, the owner gets suspended from the box, big deal. You fine the owner a bunch of money. Nah, big deal.
All this stuff is slap on the wrist
right?
stuff, man.
So, I mean, doesn't the only way like to really screw them would be to take their picks.
So
now you're going to take draft picks.
Yeah.
And similar to what happens in colleges, same thing, where people that did something 10 years before you, now your group gets penalized mm-hmm. for it and gets screwed in the deal mm-hmm. because of something they did prior to you. Now Davis Mills and all these guys are going to get penalized, possibly losing draft picks or whatever the case may be, in order to make up for what the Houston mm-hmm. Texans front office possibly did at some point.
Right, and you know that going, but you know that going in, right? That you, if you're going to lose these draft picks, you know that ahead of time. If you're taking this job, if you're in the front office, you know what you're going to deal with. Because it's just so big of a deal, don't you have to ask for the owner to be suspended?
Yeah, but what does that do?
Don't maybe you say you have to sell the team? I mean,
now that's
it
different.
Has to be something drastic.
Right, but you'd have to have a lot of evidence to make him forced to sell the team. We saw the Clippers owner get forced to sell his team.
Right.
But that normally does not happen in sports. No. Well, normally, commissioners and other owners mm-hmm. don't force you to sell a team. Now, the guy who might get put in that situation is Dan Snyder in Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
He might be the next guy that gets forced to sell a team. And I think everybody in the country would rejoice if he got forced out at this point. Bass Player YZ tweets at Big Show Network, and he tagged the NFL in this tweet as well.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson is, capital letters, guilty. Why would you settle if you are not guilty? Exactly. You're guilty. 1 year ban or lifetime ban for this inexcusable, premeditated, repeatable offensive man. Who's to say he has stopped? Seriously, this guy needs professional help. That's bass player. YZ tweeting at Big Show Network. I'm stupid. But his point of inexcusable, but this word, two words, premeditated, repeatable. That to me is the bigger thing, right? Mm-hmm. That it wasn't a one-time scenario and you weren't in your right mind and whatever happened. According to all of these women, it was happening over and over and over and over again.
Dude saw 66 massage therapists in 17 months, Steve.
I don't know. I've seen one my whole life.
Something's not right about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on him because he's seen 66 massage therapists. I'm sure a lot of players have seen a bunch of massage therapists in their career.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the 66 number doesn't bother me. What bothers me is you have so many women complaining about almost the exact same thing.
Well, that's why that's on top of that.
Right.
So the 66 and then all these complaints, that's overkill to me. That's too much on top of all that. So you know something has to be going on.
So if you're the lawyer, who is it, Harden, Rusty Harden or whatever his name is, if you're Watson's lawyer, do you go find the other 42 women and say, hey, ain't any problem with you?
Right.
No problem with me?
Absolutely.
Ain't problem with you?
Absolutely.
No problem with me?
Absolutely.
Right? You're trying to go get all of them.
Right.
With some type of sworn testimony that Watson was a perfect gentleman, nothing ever went wrong.
If you're 66,
so
I need to know what these other 20 women think.
Right.
About. Absolutely.
It would be 42 people.
42, yes.
That's 42 women and 24 women at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just, the whole thing is nuts. Also nuts is what's going on in college football currently. I'd sent this to Gary before the show involving a high school quarterback that's going to the Miami Hurricanes. The NIL deal that quarterback is getting, the NIL deal that this quarterback turned down from Florida, and how exactly is Wisconsin going to deal with all of this? All of that coming up next here on The Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer, Badger, running back Gary Ellerson. Other side of the glass, AR Adam Roberts, executive producer, doing a fine job. So I saw this this morning on Twitter. 2023 quarterback Jaden Rashada. So that means, he's just in high school, and now he's going to go to college. Agreed to an NIL deal, just to clarify how old he is.
Okay,
high school, just going to college.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people have part-time jobs at Wendy's working and stuff, right? Has reportedly agreed to an NIL deal with Miami booster John Ruiz worth $9.5 million. Believed to be the largest NIL deal to date. The four-star turned down an $11 million offer from the Florida Gator Collective to commit to the U. $9.5 million from one booster. This is not a collective in Miami. This is one dude, John Ruiz,
who has
so much money, he's going to give it to a high school player to play for his favorite college football team.
Right.
$9.5 million. Turned down 11 from the Florida Collective, similar to the Wisconsin Collective, where you got a bunch of people involved trying to pool money together and get this thing done. How do teams in the Big Ten compete with that? How? How?
Well, Ohio State can.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The rest?
Yeah, because nobody else is in the living room. Wisconsin's not in the living room with this guy. They don't want him.
Wisconsin's not in the yard on this one.
Well, not even that. Not just the money, but I'm just saying Wisconsin wouldn't recruit this guy whether it's money or not.
Why?
Is what I'm saying. Well, look, you know the Wisconsin history.
What are you saying? Because he's not a pro-style enough quarterback?
No, I'm just saying, you know, we start talking about all this money. Like, Wisconsin wasn't in on Arch Manning. No, we're never going to be on Arch Manning.
But what I've talked about in the past, and I think you agree, the Graham Mertz's of the world could come back and bite him, where they recruit him, not all that, maybe three-star, and then by the time that kid gets to his senior year, now all of a sudden he's five-star, sure. And Alabama and everybody's coming with their sure. NIL deals.
That's
where the problem is.
That's where Wisconsin is going to probably fall victim to. All these guys that you're seeing making all this big money, Wisconsin was never recruiting those guys anyway. Your J.J. Watts of the world, okay?
But that cornerback they just got from Georgia. Now, again, not five-star. But the cornerback they just got from Georgia,
yeah.
He was recruited by Georgia
yeah.
and a bunch of other SEC
yeah,
schools and ended up at Wisconsin.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just saying, your J.J. Watts of the world, those guys who they develop into players, yes, those are the guys that they're going to have to worry. Braylon Allen, they're going to have to worry about
him. I'm surprised nobody's come after him.
They probably have. We just don't know. Those are the guys they're going to have to worry about. I mean, I can't think of any of all these other guys they've had before. But I think you look at kids like that. Can we keep the kids? The kids that are they're getting this $8, $9 million up front and all that, we were never going to be on those kids anyway because they're not in our recruiting
But you can go
process.
Back. Ron Dane, Troy Vincent. I mean, all these other guys in the past that have been studs, that have been first-round picks
sure.
type talent. Joe Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would Joe Thomas have commanded
Huge.
Playing at his level?
Because Joe was good in high school and was recruited
right.
by everybody.
Yes.
So he'd be one of those guys. So now you got to look at, for if you're at Wisconsin, who is that Wisconsin recruit that's going to stay home that can make that kind of money? And right now we don't have one as to I know of.
This is my thing. So you can say, I grew up in Madison. I played at Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in going anywhere else. I want to be a Badger for life.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Then all of a sudden you're, you know, All-American or something, your sophomore or junior year, and now here comes the money train pulling in from all different directions. Now, you can say...
Can I leave after my junior and still be eligible to play, or do I have to sit out a year?
No. Transfer portal, you get one free transfer without having to sit out. You get one free year. So you don't have to sit. Now, after that, then you have to sit.
Then you
I
have
believe,
to sit. Okay.
I believe you get one free year in this transfer portal. So that to me is the thing. Like, yeah, I may love the Badgers. I may love Madison. I've grown up here and lived here all my life. But somebody's offering me $6, $7 million, and Wisconsin's offering me $500,000.
Are these guys really getting this money? Do we know that for sure?
I
want to know.
I
find it's hard to believe that these guys are actually getting $9 million.
We'll find out in a couple of years, I guess.
Well, eventually, their checks are going to have to cash. And if somebody's not getting the money they're promised, it's going to be a story because they're going to go to the media.
Don't you find this really hard to believe? I just do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you were in Georgia. College football, high school football, it's at a different level of loyalty from alumni down there than it is
up
here.
Oh, it is way different.
It's a way of life down there.
Yep.
Up here, not as much. Coming up next, Tim Dillard, about 35 minutes from right now, the former Brewers pitcher, Brewers pre- and post-game host on Bally Sports Wisconsin. But first, how frustrated are you with the Brewers' direction right now? That's next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.